Turn in your Bibles as you're being seated to Galatians, the 5th chapter and the 16th verse, Galatians 5, verse 16. Since Resurrection Sunday, I've been thinking a lot about walking in newness of life. We've talked about that on one Sunday. And then last Sunday, we talked about walking in the Spirit and walking in love. Well, that's walking in newness of life. In Galatians 5, 16, it says, "This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and what will happen? And you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh." Walk in the Spirit. Live in the Spirit. Speak in the Spirit. Praise in the Spirit. Worship in the Spirit. Live in the Spirit. Amen? Walk in the Spirit is walking in newness of life. Then in verse 22, if you drop down there, it lists what the fruit of the recreated human spirit are, what those fruit are, that which the Holy Ghost provides, amen, into our inner man. He says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love. We talked about that on Sunday. It's also joy. Amen. Joy unspeakable and full of glory. And it's also peace. So tonight we're going to talk about walking in the peace of God. The first thing I want to say is this. Your peace and my peace has been purchased. It has been purchased. In the book of Isaiah 53, verse 5, in the Amplified, it says, but he was wounded for our transgressions. Thank God he was wounded so we wouldn't have to be. He was bruised for our guilt and iniquities. Does he want us to be guilty? No, no. That's why he took our guilt. Amen. The chastisement needful to obtain peace and well-being for us was upon him. He wants us to live in a well-being frame of mind, frame of living. Well-being for us was upon him. And with his stripes that wounded him, what are we? We are healed and made whole. So say with me, I'm whole in my spirit, for I am complete in him. I'm whole in my soul, for I have the mind of Christ, and I have a sound mind. And I'm whole in my body. By his stripes, I have been. Point to your neighbor and say, you have been healed and made whole. Oh, glory to God. So Jesus went to the cross, spirit, soul, and body, to redeem mankind, spirit, soul, and body. Now, we're living in the world, but aren't you thanking God that you're not of this world? We're from another world. Our citizenship is in heaven. We are in the kingdom of God. And in the kingdom of God, it's not about meat and drink, but it is about righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. We are in the kingdom of peace. We are in the kingdom of joy. We are in the kingdom of righteousness. And the kingdom of God, Jesus said, is within you. Thank you, Lord, for that. Now, in John 16, verse 33, here's what the Master said in the Amplified. I have told you these things so that in me you might have what kind of peace? You might have perfect peace. But not only that, and confidence. When you're living and walking in the Spirit, it causes you to be confident. And confidence. Now, in the world, you'll have tribulations and trials and distress and frustration. But, he said, be a good cheer. And he said, here's how you do it. Take courage. Be confident. Be certain. Be undaunted. For I have overcome the world. And I have deprived it of its power to harm you. And I have conquered it for you. We have the advantage over the world because we have a peace that comes from another place. We have heaven's peace for earthly pressures. Amen. So we do not want to allow then the cares of life to choke the word from entering into our heart. As a matter of fact, he told us what to do with our cares. In 1 Peter 5:7, he said, casting all your care, all of your care, once and for all upon him. Why? Because he cares for you. He does not want us living full of care. And he said, the reason why I don't want you living full of care is because I love you so much. Because I know what care will do to people. I know that care and living in fear and living in worry and stress will shorten a person's life. So the Father cares for us. And he says, so son, daughter, just cast them on me. Give them to me. I don't want you to have anything to do with them. It is possible for you and I to live a fear-free, carefree life. It's a decision that we can make every day. We can choose peace over fear. We can choose peace over anxiety. I'm choosing peace. I'm living in, I'm walking in the peace of God that passes all understanding. The book of Psalms 55:12 says this, 22 actually. It says this, cast your burden on the Lord. And when you cast your burden on the Lord, you are positioned to be sustained by him. Amen. He said, I will sustain you. And I will never permit the righteous to be moved. Amen. So he's saying, unload your burdens. The Amplified says it this way, cast your burden on the Lord, releasing the weight of it. Yes. So releasing the weight of it is the opposite of holding on to it. Yes. Again, and he will sustain you. Hallelujah. He will never allow the consistently righteous to be moved, made to slip, fall, or fail. Because we're walking in the peace of God. The Common English Bible says in Psalm 55:22, cast your burden on the Lord and he will support you. Amen. How many of you have been supported by the Lord? Glory to God. He's quite a support, is he not? Yes. He's upholding all things by the word of his power. He's upholding you. He's upholding me. He is supporting us. The word support means he is nourishing us. He's feeding us. How many of you ate today? It's good to be fed. Amen. But not only support, he also said, I will provide for you. I will guide for you. I will hold you. And of course, I will sustain you. Yes. So I believe what the Lord wants us to do is not to yield to fear, not to yield to worry. And there's all sorts of things out there that will knock on the door of your soul. They are distractions. And they are designed to pull you down. They are designed to pull you out of the world, out of the word, into the cares of this world. Now in Philippians chapter 4 and verse 7, or verse 6, very clearly he says this, do not fret or have any anxiety about anything. What does that mean? He doesn't want us worrying about nothing. Do not fret. Do not have any anxiety about anything. Well, if I'm not going to worry, what I'm going to do? But in everything, every circumstance, and in everything, when the bad report comes, when the bills are stacking up, no matter what the situation might be or the circumstance might be, God says, don't worry about it. But instead of worrying about it, well, here's what I want you to do. But in everything, by prayer, definite requests, with thanksgiving, make your request be known unto God. Amen. So pray. So pray. Don't delay. Don't put it off. Don't delay. Pray. Pray immediately. Don't allow those imaginations to toy with your soul. Cast them down. Shut them down. Don't give them any place. Submit yourself to God. Resist those thoughts, and those thoughts will flee from you. You know, a lot of people have it backwards. Instead of submitting themselves to God, they're submitting themselves to wrong thinking. Instead of resisting those thoughts, they're resisting God. A refusal to pray is absolutely resisting what God can do for you. Glory to God. I'm looking at some prayer warriors tonight. I'm looking at a people of prayer tonight. Do we know how to pray? Do we know how to pray the prayer of faith? What things soever we desire, when we pray, believe that we receive them or take them, and we shall have them. Woo, glory to God. Do we know how to pray the prayer of consecration and dedication? Lord, your will be done in my life. Do we know how to worship? Do we know how to praise? Come on, somebody. Do we know how to intercede? We are people of prayer, so pray without delay. Live consistently in the presence of Jehovah by communing with Him and praying at all times. Amen and amen. Glory to God. Now notice verse 7. Here's what happens. Here's what follows suit. Verse 7 says, and God's peace. God's peace. Whew, God's peace. Not the world's peace. This world has nothing, no knowledge of the peace of God. And God's peace, now notice this, shall be yours. That tranquil state of a soul assured of its salvation through Christ, and so fearing nothing. Everyone say, so fearing nothing. So fearing nothing from God and being content. Let's go to the next slide. Being content with its earthly lot of whatever sort it is. That peace. Everyone say that peace. That peace which transcends all understanding. It passes your understanding. When in the natural realm, you have no way of attaining this peace. But we are natural beings. We are supernatural beings created in the image and likeness of God. And that peace that passes our understanding, what will it do? It shall garrison and mount guard over your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Glory to God. It's a mount guard. Like a company of soldiers in a turbulent country. The peace of God. I presisto more che siamo dalle nea. Inisciola brapasi tu libre de canstone. Now yisipocone menesidon yanike irista comone. Now yield to this, saith the Lord. And let my peace permeate your very being right now. Yea, roll that care over on me. Let it go, and let my peace come upon you even tonight. Lift up your hands and lift up your voice and declare this tonight. I roll all my cares. I roll them all on you. And I receive now the peace of God that passeth all understanding. Stop worrying about your body and meditate on what He did in His body for you. Stop fretting about your bills. Stop worrying about your finances. And remind yourself that Jesus Himself, even though He was so very rich, He became so very poor for you. He took your lack. He took your poverty so that you, in him might have a full supply. Refuse it. Close the door on it. And declare thou, my God, my love, liberally supplies and fills to the full my every need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Glory to God. Just let that peace settle on you right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father, for moving by your Spirit tonight. Thank you for permeating your people with a peace that passes all understanding in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And everyone said, amen. Amen. So now once you have done this, the key is to stay there. The key is to stay in peace. Now, why is that? Because quite frankly, there will be a counterattack. There will be things that will come back and knock on the door of your soul and try to pull you out. Notice in Mark chapter 4 in the 19th verse. Mark the 4th chapter and verse 19. Man, you guys listen so good, I think I'll come down here. Mark chapter 4 and verse 19. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Can we thank him just a little bit tonight? Yes. Glory to God. Ha ha. Mo kelebeste kala moreteva celebranda. Ha ha. Thank you, Father. Masuko moriste. Le fasom rapak. Go ahead and pray a little bit. Glory to God. Magnify his holy name. Glory to God. Mistom brekeshte. We behold you tonight. We behold you, Lord. We make sepatola. You are our Prince of Peace. You so brekematala. Thank you, Master. Glory, 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 glory. Ha, ha, ha. Woo, praise God. Amen. Mark chapter 4. Are you there yet?
Yes.
Mark chapter 4. Are you ready for more? Now, if you look in Mark chapter 4, you notice right in verse 14, it says, the sower soweth the word, right? And these are they by the wayside where the word of God is sown. But when they have heard, Satan cometh immediately and taketh away the word that was sown in their hearts. And these are they, verse 16, which are likewise sown on stony ground, who when they have heard the word, they immediately receive it with gladness. Verse 17. And have no root in themselves, and so endure, notice with me, but for a time. Just a little while, a time. Afterward, when affliction or persecution arises for what? What are those circumstances all about? What are those diabolical strongholds all about? They're designed, they're arising for the word's sake. That word that has been sown in your heart. Satan is absolutely fearful and intimidated about the word in you. That's why he's coming after it. That's why all these things come our way, because he wants to get that word that was sown in your heart out of you, because the word of God in you is dangerous to him. The word of God coming into your heart and out of your mouth, glory to God, it pulls down strongholds. It causes the enemy to literally shake in his boots. And so what he's doing, he's coming after that word. Amen.
Amen.
So don't feel so badly about the fact that there are tests and trials coming your way. My brothers, my sisters, count it all joy. When you fall into divers temptations, tests, and trials, knowing this, that the trial of your faith worketh patience. And let patience have its perfect work, that you may be entire and wanting nothing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So walk in this word and walk in this joy, and the enemy will not have a foothold. When he comes against you one way, he'll have to flee before you seven ways, because you are a man and you are a woman of the Word of God.
Hallelujah.
Glory. Ooh, hallelujah. He sustains us by the Word of His power.
Yes,
amen. Say with me, I'm being sustained. I've been sustained. And I will be sustained by the Word of His power. Glory to God. Glory to, I said glory to God. Woo! Verse 17, and have no root in themselves. He wants to get the root out before it can produce the fruit.
That's right.
So endure but for a time, afterward when affliction or persecution arises for the word's sake. Instead of rising up and resisting, they get offended.
Yeah.
Well, Pastor Tom said the word of faith works, and it's not working for me. You got to stop all that. Don't get offended. Amen. Go on the offense. And be aggressive where Satan is concerned. And put that rat on the run. I heard that recently from somebody. Afterward, when affliction or persecution arises for the word's sake, immediately they are offended. And these are they which are sown among thorns, such as hear the word. Hear the word. It's one thing to hear the word, but it's not enough to hear the word.
That's right.
Take heed what you hear. Take heed how you hear.
Yes.
Hearing is necessary for faith to come.
Amen.
But for faith to be released, it must be spoken in word and also in action.
Amen.
Say it with me, I am not just a hearer of the word, but I am a doer. Let's say it like this. I'm a doer. I am a doer.
I am a doer
of the Word of God. Not worrying and walking in peace is being a doer of the Word. Ha ha ha. And these are they which sown among thorns, such as hear the word, and the cares of this life, and the deceitfulness of riches, the lusts of other things, entering in. Someone had to let those things enter in. They cannot just enter in by their own volition. They must be let in. So we are not to let in those things so that we can make sure we're walking in peace. Amen.
Amen.
The cares of this life, deceitfulness of riches, lust of other things, entering in. There are other things that we can allow in. We can allow the word to get in us so big and so much that it displaces all those other things.
Right. Yes.
Say, I'm not going to let the word of God be choked out of my life. The Amplified says it like this. It says that the cares and anxieties of the world and the distractions of this age. How many of you know that a device can be a big distraction? Devices can ruin marriages. When people should be talking at the dinner table. I don't know if you've ever noticed that if you've been in a restaurant recently, you may see a whole family with all their devices out like this.
Yeah.
Amen. A key to a successful marriage is communication.
Amen.
So that won't cost you anything extra. The cares and anxieties of the world and distractions of the age, and of course the pleasure and delight and false glamour and deceitfulness of riches, and the craving and passionate desire for other things creep in and choke and suffocate the word, and it becomes fruitless. But that's not us. Somebody shout, that ain't me. That ain't my family. That's not my life. This is us right here. Verse 20. Did you wear shouting clothes tonight? And these are they, that's you and me, which are sown on good ground. You need to make the determination that you are good ground. I'm good ground. I'm good ground. My ground is good. My heart is right. My heart is open. I'm open to receiving the engrafted word which is able to save my soul. And these are they which are sown on good ground. Now notice this. And here they heard the word, but they received it. They received it. They acted on it. They held fast to it. They did not let it go. And receive it. And bring forth what?
Fruit.
Bring forth fruit. This I say then, walk in the Spirit.
Yeah. Amen.
You will not fulfill the lust of the flesh.
That's right.
Part of walking in the Spirit is bringing forth fruit.
Yes.
And we're talking about that fruit of peace tonight. Amen? These are they which are sown on good ground, such as hear the word and receive it, and bring forth what? Fruit. Some 30, some 60, and some 100-fold. So my encouragement to you tonight is this. Close every door.
Amen.
And keep it closed.
Amen.
In John chapter 14 and verse 1, notice with me. John the 14th chapter. Oh, the word is good. How many of you just love the word?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Thinking about Andre, man. Andre, you're full of the word. I've seen some of those texts with those scriptures. I mean, glory to God. Scripture after scripture after scripture.
Yes, yes.
God's word is our solid foundation.
Yes.
It must be built into the fabric of our life. And as we stand on this solid foundation, we shall not be moved. Amen. Because we have been supported. John 14, verse 1, it says, let not your heart be troubled. If you believe in God, believe also in me. Again, if my heart is troubled, I let it be. In John 14, verse 27, let's drop down there. He said, peace I leave with you. My own peace now I give and bequeath to you. Not as the world gives, give I to you. Do not let your hearts be troubled. I remember what Creflo Dollar said many years ago. The devil's a troublemaker. He comes to trouble our souls. He raises up trouble. But I like what Creflo said. He said, when trouble comes, you just trouble the troublemaker. You just trouble him by not listening to him, by not acting on his lies. Not as the world give I give unto you. Do not let your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. And I like how the Amplified says it. Stop allowing yourselves to be agitated and disturbed. That's a great verse for the freeway. Stop allowing yourself to be agitated and disturbed. And do not permit yourself to be fearful or intimidated or cowardly or unsettled. Hallelujah. Lisa Combs said this. This is Joel Osteen's sister. She said this. She said, "You are the gatekeeper of your heart and mind. You decide what comes in and decide what goes out. You decide what you're going to allow." So these pressures, these cares are going to come. These feelings of worry and anxiety will come. They are real. But there's just one thing about it. Just because it comes on you doesn't mean you need to let it in you. That's what Jesus is saying. Don't let it in. Don't let it in. Rise up and resist it. Ephesians 4:27 says this. It says, neither give place to the devil. Don't give him one inch. You give him an inch, he'll want the whole yard. Give him no place. Give him no place up here. Give him no place in your mind. Refuse to let them in. Anybody ever had a challenge with that? I mean, this is all good preaching and everything, but we got to live this tomorrow morning. When the pain comes, we need to live it. When things don't look like they're ever going to happen, we need to live this. We need to live in this peace. Amen? We need to let this peace dwell in us richly. Amen. Glory to God. Look at Matthew chapter 6. Matthew chapter 6, verse 31. Matthew 6, 31 says, therefore, this is the master talking, therefore, take no thought. It's another way of saying, give him no place. Another way we could say is, don't receive his thoughts. Don't let his thoughts in. Now, if you're not going to let his thoughts in, you're going to have to be very familiar with the thoughts of God. Because you just can't just resist his thoughts without replacing them with the thoughts of God. What do you mean, Pastor Mark, the thoughts of God? I'm talking about the Word of God. For every lie Satan has, on the other end of that lie is the truth.
That's right. Yes.
And Jesus said what the truth will do. The truth will make you free.
Yes, sir.
I've discovered this. After all these years of being free from addiction, and many of you here tonight have discovered the same thing, we have discovered that the truth not only has made us free, but the truth keeps us free. There's keeping power in God's Word. We are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation. Woo! Glory to God! And I have faith in the power of God. I have faith in the power of God to keep me.
Yeah, amen.
Amen.
But if I'm going to stay kept, I got to stay in this Word.
That's right.
Mind renewal is a constant project. You never arrive at a place, well, I've got it all. My mind is renewed. No. Present your body. present your mind as a living sacrifice unto Him.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord.
A continual renewing of the mind will open the door for continual peace and continual joy. Amen? So here's what Jesus said in Matthew 6, verse 31. He said, therefore, take no thought. Well, how are these thoughts taken? By saying something? What am I going to eat? What am I going to drink? How am I going to pay my mortgage? How am I going to buy those new tires? I mean, let's get practical. What am I going to do? My washing machine just went on me. Jesus said, take no thought.
That's right.
Saying. What you say about the circumstance is an open door or a closed door.
Amen.
He said, take no thought, saying, what am I going to eat? What am I going to drink? Wherewithal shall I be clothed? Let's turn to Matthew 6 and we'll close. Ha, ha, ha. Have you discovered that God's faithful?
Yes.
Ooh, glory to God. So what we're doing tonight is we're looking away, aren't we? We're looking away to anything and everything that would distract, and we're looking unto Jesus. Looking unto Jesus is looking unto His Word. Amen?
Yes.
Now, Matthew chapter 6, and we will close here. Matthew, the 6th chapter. Are you there? You're doing better than me. Let's begin in verse 25. Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life what you shall eat or what you shall drink, nor yet for your body what you shall put on. Is not the life more than meat and the body than raiment? And then he says, go bird watching.
No.
Behold the fowls of the air. For they sow not. Take a look at the birds. You know, birds are being fed by the billions every day. He said, behold, the fowls of the air, they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much better than a bird? Ed Frain used to preach that. I like that. Say it with me. I'm better than a bird.
I'm better than a bird.
I'm better than a bird. I like that. And then verse 27. Which of you by taking thought can add one cubit to his stature? And why take ye thought for raiment or clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. Yet I say unto you that even Solomon, in all of his glory, was not arrayed like one of these. Read verse 30 with me, if you would, please. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you? Ooh, glory. I see you got clothes on tonight. He's clothing you. He's taking care of you. We serve a good God. He takes care of His children. He takes care of His sons. He takes care of His daughters. And all He wants us to do is live carefree and say what He said and not say what the devil say. Stand up, everybody. Glory to God. Ha, ha, ha. I'm walking in. I'm living in the peace of God that passes all understanding. Let's pray a little bit. Come on, guys. Let's stir up a little bit. Baso kolomaya. Hey, 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 manishe mana. Oh, rabakastaya. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. Ha, ha, ha. Hamrokishtea. Glory to God. I believe what the Lord wants us to do is speak up. Speak up. Speak up. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so? Glory to God. Raise a hand toward heaven and say, thank God. I've got a covenant with God. Thank you, Lord. So I purpose in my heart all week long, all month long, every day of my life, I'm going to walk in the peace of God. And I'm going to protect this peace by keeping every door closed. Now raise both hands toward heaven. Say, I open up my heart to hear your word and to do your word in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.